One other thing that I learned from you, Robert, is you've always had very talented and knowledgeable people around you. You've always had a team of advisors. And one thing I've learned is that I always thought I had to do it on my own. I was the Lone Ranger, and I always had to do it on my own. And you've taught me to bring a team of people around. As we became more and more successful, that team of advisors kept changing.
So when it comes to the learning section, many times people are hesitant to learn or they get bogged down mentally or emotionally and physically because you think you have to do it on your own. I think one of the worst habits you learn in school is that you learn to take tests on your own. One of the things I do say is that business and investing are team sports. I think the worst habit that people pick up from school is they take tests as individuals. Taking tests as an individual may work in school, but in the real world, the people that win are people that come with the strongest team. In other words, it'd be like me going against the Oakland Raiders and trying to play football as an individual against a whole team. You lose. The average person loses financially simply because they're trying to do it on their own. So the thing I want to say to you right now, if you're having hesitancy about learning something, please just know the concepts of this and surround yourself with people who want to help your learning process. And those are my advisors. You don't have to do it on your own. For many people on the E and the S side, the employee and self-employed side, it is what you know that counts. But on the B and the I side, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And who you know can make the biggest difference in your financial life. The reason I say this is because I didn't do that well in school. I don't consider myself very smart, but I surround myself with very smart people. So for those of you hesitant about learning, I didn't like school. I didn't do well in school. But I've always learned from my rich dad to have a team of advisors around me. I noticed that when it came to advisors, my poor dad, when we had financial troubles at home, he would sit there and not talk about it. You know, he'd go into his cave, as they say, like many men do. He said, I'm the man of the house, I'll handle this problem. And he tried to handle his money problems on his own. The trouble is, my rich dad said, it's what you know that got you into this problem. What makes you think what you know will get you out of this problem? So most people get into financial problems because of what they know. And to get out of your financial trouble, you need to get new advice coming in. So my rich dad, on the other hand, he would sit down when he had financial troubles. He sat down with his team of advisors. I still remember sitting in one of his restaurants sipping a Coke. He'd have his banker, his accountants, his attorneys, his stockbroker, his real estate broker, his financial planners, and his team of people around him. And he would openly talk about his financial challenges, his financial problems. So I learned by having a rich dad and a poor dad that my poor dad tended to try and figure out his problems on his own, whereas my rich dad would put his problem on the table and have all these smart people try and help him solve it.